I lay in the room and I'll die in here. Seven.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Tuesday night medical broadcast with your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis. Now, before we get on with our show, if you haven't done so already, come check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Also, check out our YouTube page and hit that subscribe button for us. I would like to welcome our Colonel, your host, Kimberly Purvis. Hello there, Miss Kimberly.
How are you?
Do what?
I'm not ready to strangle people, but hey, that's just me.
Huh?
I said I'm about ready to strangle people.
Yeah, but you sound like you're far off.
I don't know why.
Well, because you are, but besides that.
Can you hear me any better now?
No, you just. Volume. You sound like you're far away.
Oh, sorry. It might be my headphones are still jacked up. So I'm waiting for those to come in too. Sorry. I don't want to do speakerphone because that wouldn't work. So just in case, I know this happened last week. My phone, it just dropped the call. So hopefully I can last 2 hours. You still there?
Right.
Okay. No, I mean, it just does. I mean, it's pretty bad. I can talk to my office and then the call just dropped. And like, fine, why'd you hang up on me? I didn't. So,
knowing you probably did.
I don't know. I might have. I was driving. So. I was driving, and my phone Bluetooth to the car, and it just stopped. My GPS. Well, I kid you not. For instance, I have a patient on Elm Street, right? It's a short block, but as soon as I turn onto the block, it says, you have arrived. Just know I didn't. I know she lives at the other end of the damn block. So it's dropping me off in the middle of, like, streets and shit, nowhere near where I have to be. And I'm just aggravated with my phone. And they need to hurry up and send it to me, my new one. So what I wanted to talk about, I have a rant. Some people may or may not like it. And that's it. It's not going to be don't like it. Okay, everybody knows we've had this pandemic for the last two damn years, right? And when it first started, everybody looked at, oh, the nurses, the doctors, you know, fire department, the police department, all the first responders, everybody. Oh, New Year's, you guys have to work no matter what, this, that, and the other, right? And now, all of a sudden, if there's a vaccine, if you're not vaccinated, you're treated like shit. Like you're the most evil, vile person on the face of the earth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know, Bobby, I don't know if any of your, like when you go to the VA, if you notice how some people are treated. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, if, how dare you not get the vaccine and everything else. Anyway, with all of this being what's going on right now, I don't care where you stand with the vaccine. You're still going to be treated as a patient. You know, I don't care what you sit with. I don't care if you sit with COVID. You stub your big toe. Do not care. You're still going to be treated with respect and still be treated. Well, if you go to, if you have home health. So, but anyway, so since the beginning of COVID, everybody knows, and it's not just the medical field, COVID has turned people into the laziest, most useless people I have ever seen. They got paid to stay home and not work. Or they just don't want to deal with it. If you know what I'm saying. And now, because of the way medical professionals are being treated, now they're not playing to blame. Some people are using it as an excuse. Oh, I was exposed to somebody with COVID. I can't go to work for 14 days. No. That shit don't fly. Because I don't know how many of you know, just like any other profession, when you call in sick, depending on what your job is, you have just now put burden of your job of what you would put on everybody else. This week alone, and last week, we had six nurses out. Six. Two of them are on vacation. So, I call it coincidence. But anyway, and so we're down four, six nurses all together. And so what happens is it just puts a bigger burden on all the other nurses, right? And so with home health, we have to take our patients that we see and then see the other nurses' patients. And here's what happens. Family members and patients get ugly and rude. They're like, well, you didn't come see me. I apologize. We're a very short staff. And so people no longer care. It's all about them. People are saying, don't get me wrong. But that doesn't mean you got to be ugly and hateful. Same thing goes if you go to a restaurant or if you go to a store or whatever and they're short staff. You know what I know, so there's shortages everywhere that was created by Brandon. And so we have to deal with it. When I say we, I mean everybody who actually works. But what gets me is, like I said, I don't care how you stand on your vaccine or not. Just because we're unvaccinated doesn't mean we're anti-vax. I just don't trust this particular vaccine. Now, I'm sure every military person knows this, active duty and veteran. You don't have to say so. vaccine or not. You get it. And I've actually had a patient's family member say, I don't care if you're allergic to the vaccine and it kills you. You're not going to see my mother. Okay. I'll just leave. But, and then huffs and puffs because I'm in there, and come to find out, his mom was dying anyway. She died the very next day. So people need to just cut everybody some slack. You know, we're human beings, and we need this whole division needs to stop. It's gotten ridiculous on how bad it is, you know. And before you start complaining, if you're not working, right, and you can work, I'm like, that would be, you can't work now. If you can work, but you want to complain about something, that something's short back, get off your lazy ass and go get a job. Okay, that's all of that rant. oh, and the other thing, I'm not saying COVID's not real because it is very real. But have you noticed how nobody has COVID now? Nobody has the Delta variant? Everybody has the Omicron. Just because there's a new variant, it doesn't mean the other one died off. It just means there's more than one. You know what I'm saying, Bobby? You know what I'm saying? Like influenza A and B, there's the Zika virus, the West Nile virus, and all of the other swine flu, bird flu, this, that, and the other flu. Same thing. And now all of a sudden, all the COVID has disappeared, the different strains, and now it's only Omicron. And the newest information about Omicron is you only sick like 4 or 5 days, period. In the first 2 days, you're contagious. The second 2 days, that's when you start to shed the virus, and, you know, you start to feel better. And its main symptoms, runny nose, sneezing, sore throat, allergies, pretty much is what it is. So, I'm done with my rant. Are you still with me, Bobby? Is anybody else on? Or did I leave you here?
Do what?
Did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay, no, you stop. But no, but do you understand what I was saying about how you have to
move.
Bobby?
Yeah?
He's screaming in the background.
Are you babysitting?
I got my grandkids over.
They're
getting ready to leave, and I'm going back outside now.
Okay. Well, go ahead and deal with them.
I already did. I'm out here now.
Oh, okay. But do you understand what I'm saying about what's going on with COVID?
Sorry.
I'm going to have to use my phone, but I got some more to go on.
Always something. Last night it was sirens. Now it's dogs barking.
Right?
How you doing, Maria?
I'm doing good, doing good. I'm actually doing awesome. You know, I'm listening to what Kimmy's saying about, you know, the Omicron and you know, most of what I've been reading on it is it's not a gift. It's God's vaccine for this fucked up shit that man created.
Right.
And nobody has died from it. I think one person died with it. They were positive when they died. But it had nothing whatsoever to do with their death. And that was in I think the UK. But so that's okay. You know, we've been dealing with the flu and the colds for thousands of years, you know, and we'll deal with this if the government would just keep the fucking politics out of it.
Exactly. But it's,
you know,
it's all,
yeah, but it looks like it works. My dog's so nuts. My dog's so nuts. And he's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, well, your dog think after you. So, you know, that's not surprising.
No, no. My dogs are obnoxious, but I want to be obnoxious. So,
so are you.
What?
You're obnoxious,
what, obnoxious?
Too.
Why are you on a speakerphone?
I'm not.
Well, what the heck are you on?
Oh, my headset. I need to get new headset.
You've been saying you need new headsets for like 2 months now.
Yeah, I know that. I got a pair. The dog ate them. I have.
You're doing new headsets. Is that kind of dog eating homework?
Yeah, no, she really did. She also ate my 10th unit yesterday. And, yeah, she's a little asshole. So now I have those 10th units in my back and my shoulder. So,
you need to put her to work. Put her out on the street. Make her work. Put her out on the street. Make her earn her living. Her.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then last night, some asshole opened the gate and let both dogs out. You know, I'm telling you what, right now, if I see whoever's doing it, I will shoot their ass. My dogs, I'm not saying they won't. They don't normally go after people unless you come in my yard, and they will bite you. But some asshole thinks they're being funny, and they open the gate and let my dogs out. And I'm like, why is that so quiet? And I didn't realize it, that it was the left gate. We had two gates in the front yard, one on each side. And some little pepperhead decided to just open the gate.
You an idiot.
But anywho, yeah.
But no, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm glad you're doing the show tonight. You know, I've missed you. The missing person show was last night was good. All joking aside, you know, or picking on the vaccinated, I was telling somebody, you know, they got sick, and I'm like, I have not had a sniffle in almost 2 years since I started taking the vitamin D and the C and all that shit. And, you know, and
yeah.
I'll be honest, it's a pain in the ass because now I don't really have any excuse to call out from work.
I do. Tell your boss. Listen.
I have all these personal and sick days that I don't get to use. I didn't get to use for being sick,
listen.
You know, I mean.
I'm going to do this. This is very hard if you're a medical professional. But I would try it anyway. And I'm going to do it to my boss tomorrow just because I can. After shit they put me through the last two damn days. Tell me you have anal glaucoma.
Yeah.
I kid you not. I've done it already. It's funny shit.
Yeah.
And if they're like, wow, really, is it serious? Oh, man, it's devastating. It's awful. Now, if they ask you what it is, they ask you what anal glaucoma is, just be honest and say, look, man, I just can't see my ass coming to work today.
Yeah. Now, I want a day off. I can take it off. It's really, you know, I mean, I work for family, and I do have the time. I can just say I want a personal day. It's really not that big of a deal. But it's just funny that, you know, as soon as I start feeling sick, you know, I don't have to really, I just need to feel sniffles or my throat or whatever. And I cool out. I don't go into work. I stay home. I drink lots of hot tea and soup, and I sleep the day away, and then I'm better. But I haven't gotten, but since I started taking the vitamins and everything, I haven't been able to use that as an excuse. I mean, you know, and I mean, it's a good thing.
Listen, just because nothing is a guarantee in this world, except death and taxes. That's the only guarantee that you have in life.
No, I just, I'm just surprised. I'm happily surprised, but it's just if I would have, you know, when I was younger, really paid attention and listened to what I knew, because it's not that I didn't know this information before, I just never really put it into effect. But this COVID shit and the vaccine and the people who are getting vaccinated, you know, being able to shed and pass that shit on to us, I'm going to be honest, it scared me, you know, enough to the point, you know, that I am being diligent about taking the vitamins and the supplements.
See, here's the thing. Biden made this comment about death winner, and that all the unvaccinated are going to die, whatever, dude. They're trying to further divide the country.
That's what's happening.
And so
he is.
I gotta say is if you're a company who is going to alienate however 100 million people or more, or if you're not vaccinated, you can't. Good. I hope your business goes bankrupt. Do not care. End of story. End of discussion. I do not care. Now, if you are vaccinated, shame on you if you side with that type of mentality. It should be, if you're vaccinated, you're vaccinated. You're not, you're not. It's never made a big deal until now.
Okay. That's right.
So, so just basically the way it is we're going to move on. It's never going to stop. This is never going to stop until, and here's the thing, there's one country that is 100% vaccinated. And there are more new COVID cases every single day. It's rampant. Really, I thought your vaccine was.
Well, where are you talking about Gibraltar?
Yeah. 100% of the country is vaccinated, and they have the highest vaccine, the highest COVID rate right now, that more and more people are vaccinated. Really? Because if your damn vaccine works, you wouldn't be sick.
Correct.
So, and here's the thing. No vaccine is guaranteed. Seriously.
No, nothing's 100%.
Now, well, here's the thing. We've eradicated smallpox.
I don't like that word eradicated. That implies that you're absolutely never going to see it again, and I don't believe that.
In America.
Not
third world countries.
America.
Kimmy,
here's the problem with that. Okay, you just said it yourself, third world countries. Look who's coming across the borders, not being tested for anything. They've already had half a dozen kids a couple of months ago that they had to hold back because they tested positive for smallpox.
I'm talking about if you're an American citizen.
That's only getting some. Yeah.
No, I know. Yeah. If you're an American, I'm talking about America in general. It's been eradicated from back in the day. That's why I say eradicate. That's because nobody in America gets it. Now, there are people like, what the hell is that? Jehovah's Witness. Is it Jehovah's Witnesses? That don't believe in any vaccine. I know the Amish
As far as I know, witnesses don't have an issue with vaccines. They don't do blood transfusion.
No, I know that. There is a religion.
There are a couple of religions that don't do vaccines. They don't even go to the doctor. Yeah, but my point is, you know, even though it's eradicated here in the United States, if it comes from another country and gets in contact with a child that – because that children – today's children are not vaccinated for smallpox because it's eradicated. So every child
in
the United States is susceptible.
Anybody under 50 is.
Right. So that's the thing. They put miles in all these – Yeah, so that's why I'm saying they eradicated it here in the United States, but if somebody with it were to come into the United States, that's why they're talking about that, you know, they found that chickenpox or smallpox vials and the monkeypox and all that other shit. That's why you've got all those conspiracy theories about how they're going to come up with all this stuff. You've got all, you know, not to mention the diseases. You guys as military got vaccinated for all kinds of shit that are in other countries but not here in the United States. Now you've got people from third world countries coming across the border illegally. And not all of them are turning themselves in, and even the ones that do are not all being tested or being forced to take vaccines. And now you let them out into the regular population, the general population. We're going to start seeing smallpox and all that other shit from those third world countries.
We got leprosy that's back.
Yes.
But a lot of people with leprosy, it's usually the homeless. You'll see a bigger boom of individual diseases, and that's usually going to be in the homeless population or the overly crowded population, and that's where you're going to see it. So all of this crap leads up to my next topic. Look, guys, I get that, you know, you don't always want to go to the doctor, okay? And I get it. A lot of people hate going to the doctor. A lot of hate going to the doctor.
Oh, no, I will go to the doctor if I have to.
Oh, yes, that's just it. If it's pain, if I'm in excruciating pain, I'm going to go to the doctor. I could deal with being sick, and then say, once you start infringing on my pain threshold, that's it, I'm done. I can only do so much, and then I'm done. I'm tapping out. Okay, I'm going in. So here's my next thing, and then we're going to go into, I want to go over endocrine disorders and stuff. I'm speaking to everybody, not just medical professionals. And this also goes as part of the COVID thing. Everybody says if you're unvaccinated and you get COVID, you should be left to die and not be treated. Okay.
Oh, bullshit.
Sure. You want to go that route? No, I know it's bullshit. But here. Let's go this route. So if you're fat, like obese, then you shouldn't be treated by a medical professional because you should have known better and you shouldn't stuff your face. And I'm being harsh, okay? I'm fat, okay? I know
well,
I'm being harsh.
I agree with you.
When I say you, I mean general, whoever's listening. If you're a smoker and you get lung cancer, you shouldn't be treated. You knew better. Little warning on the side of your cigarette pack. If you get an STD, guess what? You should have known better, kept your legs closed. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't have that same mentality because everything else will be thrown at you in return. None of it makes any sense, which leads me to my next point. I do home health. Everybody should know that by now. I do home health. Well, guess what? I have a lot of patients who are non-compliant. Now, what's non-compliant, you ask? Sir, I'm going to tell you. Your doctor gives you orders or suggestions, as you like to call them. Your doctor says you got to stop smoking. And you're like, okay, but you don't. So you can end up with COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. You can end up with anything. So, whose fault is it? Yours or the doctor? It's your fault. But then here's the thing. Do not complain when you have COPD and you're on because you were warned, bigger impact, and I'm going to go over this other illnesses too in general. So don't complain when you're sick because you haven't done shit to take care of you guys. Say if he goes, I have a lot of diabetic. Oh, I have diabetic. You check the blood sugar. No. Why? I'm too lazy. But I don't want to hear shit while you put a diabetic ulcer on your foot that won't heal.
Right.
Because you won't eat
right.
You won't check your blood sugar. And things like that. That's what I'm talking about. So, and then see, I know a lot of nurses, at the ER nurses, they check a lot of shit. I get it. I get it. Everybody, every field of nursing gets it on. But when it comes to home health, I don't know what's worse, in all honesty. I really don't. But we deal with the patient's family as well. And then they get persistent. I mean, they just get all snippy and shit. I'm like, you need to back up. It's, you know, I'm here trying to help your family member get better. You know, you guys have to cooperate too. And so some of my patients, I have to put my foot down and be firm. The other ones, and this is where I'm going to tell them. Do you check your blood sugar? No. Why not? Well, I know the symptoms of high and low blood sugar. Get it. Got it. Okay. I still have to tell you, drink water, take your medication, check your blood sugar. Why? Because it's my job. Some of them, I just jokingly say it. And they're like, you know, you ask me this every week. Yeah, no, I'm going to keep asking you every week. Because you have to take care of yourself. I get it's everybody's decision whether or not they're going to do it. But if you're going to complain about being sick and you're not doing your responsibility to take care of yourself, then I don't want to hear it. And you know what I'm saying? I don't, and it's like, I know it's harsh, but, you know, I've got a job to do, doctors have a job to do, and things like that, and we'll meet you halfway. I will tell any patient, is there anything that I can do to help you? I will find them the right diet. I will give them suggestions. You know, as a nurse, you can't say, you definitely have this. Your practice, your prescribing or diagnosing either your scope of your practice, which is why we have to watch out what we say. The patient appears to be depressed. I can't say the patient is depressed because I'm not allowed to say that. So just cooperate, you know, because we have enough issues as it is in America, actually around the world, and we don't need to stick little buttholes always griping and complaining. So needless to say, proceed to endocrine system. Your endocrine system is, you know, your glands, lymph nodes, thyroid, all of that cool stuff. Anything that's a gland gets a disease. So the first one, well, I should say it's not the first one, so not in alphabetical order, so. The first one I have is Cushing's syndrome. Bobby, you still here, or do you fade away into darkness? I know it's a time delay. But anyway, so...
No, I'm still here.
Syndrome. Oh, my God.
Well, geez. If you would stop talking so much.
Hey, shut it up. You can finish the show. No, that's why I wait. I will wait like 15, 20 seconds, and I don't know if it changes, but it's always a 15-second delay. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm always here. You know that.
I know. I'm
scared when it's
wrong. Except you know what's funny is I gave a cop shit, major shit the other night. He made a video, and I guess he worked nice. And I'm like, seriously, is that what you're going to do with taxpayer money is make a video while you're on duty? Right? And I put LOL and a smiley face, you know, the laugh is here, because they're laughing so hard. And he says, really? says, what more do you want from me? I work in a tiny town. I swear to God, the population actually less than 5,000. And he's like, I'm on a dead-end road and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, I'm just kidding. But anywho, the Cushing syndrome is a disorder resulting from abnormally high levels of the hormone cortisol that causes obesity, fatty deposits in the midsection, your face, and between the shoulders and upper back. Wow, that sounds like me. Because of my thyroid, it's like molasses on a cold day. It's very rare, and there's fewer than 20,000 cases per year that get diagnosed. That's not saying it gets treated, goes away, and you never see it again. Some diseases never go away. But it's treatable. It often requires, everything requires a lab test. Blood work, x-ray, MRI, CAT scan, I don't care. But this one requires lab work. And it usually affects people from 20 to 50, most common in females, and it's life-threatening if it's left untreated. So the symptoms are obesity and weight gain. I hate to say this, which I think is really unfair. So the weight chart that they have for men and women. You know, I know the biggest excuse for women, I'm big boned. And skinny people will usually say that's no excuse. No, actually, people's body frame has a lot to do with how big they are also. But don't
I know.
People with small body frames are morbidly obese. So, but obesity,
yeah,
and I believe,
I've been saying a little girl, I have big bones. Not all people as tall as I am have big, I mean, your bone, your structure, like you just said. So that's why it would piss me off when I was 18, you know, for my height, I was, and everything, I was supposed to be 135 or 140 pounds, something like that. Well, I one summer and I got down. And I looked in the mirror and was like looking at a goddamn skeleton. I said, fuck this shit.
Now, see, and what goes like with that, I'm 5'6". I will take all of 5'6". I'm like one or two little half lines below 5'6". Look, I'm 5'6". Okay, right now what I weigh is retarded weight. But
I said I'm 5'7".
Are you really, or are you just saying smart ass?
No, I'm 5'7". I'm only an inch taller than you.
Oh, okay. I am 5'7", with sneakers on. But anyway, when I was in the Army, I weighed 180 pounds. When I was a size 8, okay, and
yeah.
at 180 pounds. Now, people thought I was crazy. So he's like, oh, my God, how can you weigh 180 pounds to be a size 8? Easy. My bone density or my bone structure and my muscle mass had to
be that. Correct. Muscle weight is more than strength.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. Pound for pound, fat and muscle, yes, weighs the same. But take a pound of bricks and a pound of feathers. Which one do you
right.
want to have more of? A pound of feathers.
Right.
Yes, it blows a pound, but the brick is smaller, and you have a shit ton of feathers, which makes you what? Big and fluffy. And that's why I'm considered morbidly obese, okay? I'm according to the American Heart Association, whoever, they think I am over 100 pounds overweight. You can make another person off of me.
Right.
But I only weigh 250 pounds. And
I agree. You're right. And people need to, you know, they need to stop putting everybody in pigeonholes. You know, they need to look at each person as an individual. That's why I want to start going to a, to a holistic doctor, homeopathic doctor.
And so that goes along with your anorexia and your bulimia and all these things.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, my God, I have to weigh this. No, you don't. No, you don't. Being a size zero is not a logical goal.
No.
If I weighed 135 pounds, I would look like a freaking skeleton straight up. A skeleton. I want to be a size 8. It probably will never happen again. But
nope.
You know what? As long as I get rid of my stomach, I'm going to be happy. So, but anyway,
and you're right. That, and you know, I mean, I've got a big chest. I always have had. You know, and that takes up some weight. And I used to bodybuild. I used to dance. I used to swim 120 to 180 laps a day. I was very active. You know, so. So it's exactly what my BMI, I didn't have hardly any fat on me when I was young. But yet because I weighed 180 pounds, like you said, they told me I was fat and overweight.
Oh, yeah, and you're considered morbidly obese. Even at 180
now
pounds,
I'm morbidly
I was considered morbidly obese.
No, now
morbidly
I am
obese.
Morbidly obese. Now I am,
yeah, but,
yes. I'm not going to lie.
But if you're 20 pounds overweight, you're considered obese. Straight up. No, you're just overweight. You have a little extra cushion, extra plus. Straight up, that's it. I think it's disgusting how they do it.
Yeah. But they demean women. And women, you know, they think they got to look like these damn models and stuff. And it's like, no. Yeah, you might, like my niece, you know, she does need to put some weight on. But, you know, but not a whole lot. I mean, because she's wiry. You know, my nephews. Yeah, it's just, you know, when you look at people, we have to start taking people on an individual. Or like you were talking, the endocrine diseases. Aren't a lot of them, don't a lot of them affect your weight?
Yeah.
Right. So
well,
that's
going to go with all of
that.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go over here.
Right.
So also pink or purple stretch marks on the breast, arms, abdomen, and thighs. I say yeah, but if you're overweight, you also have those. So if you got stretch marks on those areas, doesn't mean you have Cushing syndrome. You could just be overweight. So,
right.
Hey, pregnant women. You get with stretch marks like that and stuff. So, yeah. Thinning, fragile skin, slow healing injuries, acne. Now, don't forget, slow healing injuries, also diabetic or slow
right.
heal. Acne, hirsutism, which is excessive facial hair and body hair. Now, guys, if you have a beard, of course you can have that. There are some guys that look like Mozilla Gorilla. And
oh, yeah.
like a walking, you know, but that doesn't mean anything. So that's why I say pay attention to your body. If something's out of whack all of a sudden, then yeah, you might want to pay attention and talk to your doctor. Glucose intolerance, increased thirst and urination. Also a big red flag for diabetes. Bone loss, high blood pressure, headaches, and emotional changes, including anxiety, irritability, and depression. Frequent infections, and that could be any kind of infection. Irregular periods in women. Erectile dysfunction, loss of sexual interest, or infertility in men. And a slower growth rate for children. And so some of the causes is an increased level of cortisol in the body is the cause of Cushing syndrome. Now, I know my cortisol level is high, and that's why I have, and I know that's part of my issue that I have. So it could be the overuse of corticosteroids, which is why you'll see a lot of COPD patients with the cystic fibrosis and others who have to use chronically on steroids. Not weightlifting steroids, but the ones for your lungs. I'm drawing a blank on what they're called right now. The Medrol pack. You know, you take like when you get really sick, a lot of pneumonia, up bronchitis stuff. You know, you start like it was 10 a day, and then the next thing you cut down, you cut it down until you're down to one. A lot of lung patients are all the time go on this Medrol pack. Soluble Medrol and things like that. Adrenal gland abnormality or tumor, those are your adrenal glands on top of your kidneys, which also helps regulate your blood pressure. So a lot of kidney patients have hypertension. So that's because your adrenal glands sit right on top of your kidneys. They look like little elf caps. Familial Cushing syndrome, so there's somebody else in the family that has it. Ectopic adrenal corticotropic hormone, or ACTH, releases tumors in the lungs, pancreas, or thyroid gland. And cortisol levels is also seen in conditions such as increased stress due to illness, surgery, pregnancy, or injury. That happens a lot with those. Athletic training, malnutrition, alcohol abuse, and high levels of emotional stress, such as depression and panic disorders. So, some of the complications, if you don't treat it, bone fractures due to bone loss, long-term high blood pressure, type 2 diabetic, severe infections, kidney stones, and in the case of pituitary tumors, can interfere with other hormone production. Any questions on that one? No? Okay. Diabetes insipidus. In the condition that results from an imbalance of water in the body, and that causes extreme thirst. Fewer than 20,000 cases a year are diagnosed with it. It is manageable. And the symptoms, severe thirst, frequent urination, where excessive diluted urine is excreted. I was always told, you know, most of the time your urine is that light, pale straw color. And the less hydrated you are, it turns that darker amber, almost orange, which is not cool. But you'll notice sometimes your urine can be clear, which means you're very well hydrated. But also, apparently, it can also mean that, it's excessively diluted. Bedwetting, fussiness, or inconsolable crying in children, trouble sleeping, fever, vomiting, diarrhea, delayed growth, and fever. So some of the causes of diabetes insipidus is caused by a deficiency of hormones called the antidiuretic hormone, or ADH. It's also called vasopressin, which regulates the amount of fluid in the body, and this deficiency could be the result of damaged or injured pituitary gland or your hypothalamus. You can have a tumor or infection of the pituitary gland, or they just repeat themselves. Genetic disorder, kidney problems such as kidney disease, chronic kidney disease, and certain drugs such as antivirals. It's because the medication doesn't always mean it's good. It may treat your underlying problems, but it can, in the long run, cause you other problems, which is why a majority of our elderly or sick people are on a shit ton of medication because of the side effects. So it sucks. So there's no known method for preventing diabetes insipidus. Genetic screening and high-risk patients, so if you have multiple people in your family with it, you might want to have to. So complications of it, change in the skin elasticity. Your skin is elastic, and like you gain weight, most times it tightens up. Well, when you lose its elasticity, you know, grandma's Popeye arm, where she waves, and then her arm keeps waving. Well, that skin no longer has elasticity to shrink back up. That's part of the reason why it stays that way. Low blood pressure, headache, rapid heartbeat, weight loss, seizures, brain damage, and death. And that's a severe one, but that's only if it's left untreated. So electrolyte imbalance can cause fatigue, nausea, loss of appetite, muscle cramps, and on to the next. Hyperparathyroidism is excess parathyroid hormone due to overactivity of the parathyroid gland. You have four pea-sized glands located at the back of the thyroid gland, which is around your esophagus. Treatable. And it can last months or several years. And usually it's in people 60 or older that end up with it. But so some of the symptoms are fatigue, muscle weakness, depression, body aches, and severe symptoms can be loss of appetite, constipation, vomiting and nausea, excessive thirst and urination, confusion, memory loss, and sleep problems. Don't forget, also, PI can also cause confusion, especially in the elderly. So always pay attention to that. If you're normally with it, you're coherent, you know who you are, where you are, what day it is, time it is, and all that cool stuff, and then all of a sudden you're confused, you're like batshit crazy confused, you could have a UTI or something really, you know, bad going on. So always pay attention to it. Causes, a non-cancerous growth on the gland, hyperplasia of the gland, a malignant tumor, you get a secondary hyperparathyroidism, severe calcium deficiency, severe vitamin D deficiency, and chronic kidney failure. So ways to prevent it is take care if you have diabetes or hypertension. Take medication. Take your insulin. Check your blood sugars. You know, if you don't have insulin, take your oral medications like metformin, glucophage, and things like that. Maintain calcium and phosphorus levels if you have chronic kidney disease. Avoid radiation therapy close to the neck area. Avoid drugs with lithium, and some diuretics will raise your calcium levels. So some of the complications is osteoporosis due to the loss of calcium, kidney stones due to high levels of calcium in the blood and urine. And there are some medications that cause kidney stones. Also associated with cardiovascular disease. An untreated hyperparathyroidism in pregnant women can lead to extremely low calcium levels and obesity. Far, the peanut gallery.
I'm still listening. I'm finding it interesting. You know, what I can never remember, I mean, I the difference between diabetes 1 and diabetes 2. I know...
Diabetes
1... I know, but with diabetes 2, I know you can control it. For most diabetes 2 patients, can control it with diet and exercise. I know there are some that can't, but most can. But with diabetes 1, you can never get off of the medicine, correct?
If you're on insulin, you can't get off. Now, so get me wrong.
So
one of my patients...
The reason I'm asking...
One,
is You know that they're saying one of the concerns with these supply line issues is a lack of pharmaceuticals. That, you know, there's at least 110 medicines and ingredients they're getting low on supply. So so my concern is if one of them is medicine insulin for diabetics, a lot of whom are children. There are a lot of children who are diagnosed type 1 diabetes. How do you treat them?
All
if
right.
You don't have a big pharma.
So type 1, if you're a type 1 diabetic, your life depends on insulin. You have
right.
to have it. Now, type
right.
2, parents have the oral medications like glucagon, metformin, and whatever else have.
Yeah, I
won't
do metformin.
Some are also on insulin. Now, they're more on like the Saxenda, Trulicity, and things like that. And those... well, type 1 can also get those also. But a type 2 can actually get off of insulin.
Right.
If
but see, that's, again, that's my concern. Like, I know for a fact that mine can be controlled with diet and exercise. I know that for a fact. Okay? And I know other people
yeah.
who are in the same boat I am. They're just lazy. You know, that's basically what it is. We're lazy. Or we don't want to give up our chocolate or our ice cream or whatever. But my point is, though, those who are dependent on those insulin medicines, is there any way to make insulin naturally? You know what I mean?
No.
Is there any way?
Yeah.
Right. So right.
Not to my knowledge, no.
Right.
But here's the thing. Insulin is synthetic.
Right.
So,
right. So they created a disease. Yeah. They created a disease in order to control. Yeah. It just, yeah. That's what I was afraid of.
But the thing is, I don't understand why they can't do a pancreas organ transplant.
Well,
I mean,
I'm sure that
the elite
will be able to. I'm sure that the elites will be able to. Or people who are...
I've never heard of one. Anyway,
you don't know what's in the future. You know, I'm being conspiracy paranoid. I'm trying to think, you know, I know God's watching out for people and everything, but, you know, you've got so many children who, for some reason, as children, are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. I mean, you're talking children, and we know it's probably either generic or caused by God knows what in the environment. I'm not going to start pointing fingers at vaccines because, you know, I know how people feel about that. You know, I personally think it's a combination of things. But whatever the case may be, is we have children whose lives are dependent on their parents kissing the ass of Big Pharma.
But here's the thing. If they're going to give away all this free bullshit, why aren't they making insulin free?
Granted, it's not as cheap as Trump had it, but...
I know. So anyway, some of the symptoms are frequent urination, increased thirst, fatigue, tiredness, sudden weight loss, itching around the genitals, slow healing of cuts or wounds, and blurred vision. Now, a lot of diabetics, your feet are very important because usually when they start going down the road of cutting toes off, then you start losing higher up. They start with the toes, the foot, the ankle, and it works its way up, and that's how people start losing body parts or limbs. So type 2 diabetes can occur when the body becomes resistant to insulin. Cells are not able to absorb glucose and convert it to energy. Excess abdominal fat is a major cause, in addition to genetics and lifestyle. A lot of, but here's the thing, not all obese patients are diabetic.
Correct.
So, you're close, but you're not always diabetic. A sedentary lifestyle, family history, usually over the age of 45, pre-diabetes, gestational diabetic, polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Which is what I have.
A lot of them. Prevention is possible on maintaining healthy habits. A diet with fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. They're low-fat, high-fiber foods. And you should also reduce your sweet, refined carbohydrates, animal products. So do a low glycemic index food. But also, your complex carbs are a better bet if they're the refined ones. Also, it says sweet, but it's concentrated sweet that's the issue. Because sugar is natural in a lot of your fruit, actually all your fruit, has natural sugar. But the thing is, pears, bananas, a lot of, you know, those are higher in sugar, even though it's natural, it still contributes to the problem.
You have to be careful. I try and stick to, like, apples and, you know, I mean, I don't eat as much fruit as I used to. Like I said, I do watch my sugar. So depending on what my sugar is, depends on, you know, whether or not I get to eat fruit and what kind. And also, what are you eating it with? Because, you know, I've been doing, because I'm trying to complete, I haven't completely stopped taking my diabetic pills because I'm not dumb. I don't want to die.
Well,
so, you know, but I'm not taking them every day. I'm using
who's a diabetic? I got a patient who's a diabetic. Her doctor took her off of her metformin. She no longer
takes any diabetic.
But it's been 2 or 3 weeks. So far, she's fine. You can't reverse it. So, but you can probably get to where you can control it more with your diet. So,
which is what I'm trying to do. And supplements like the biotin, the magnesium, a lot of the supplements that I'm taking, actually, when I was doing research about what kinds of supplements I can take to help with my diabetes, control the sugar, a lot of them I'm already taking. Cinnamon, the turmeric, the garlic, you know, the biotin, definitely, you know. The apple cider vinegar. So there are things that, but like I said, there are some days where my sugar is just too high. So I'm taking Jardin. So I take half a tablet because they're too strong. The whole ones are too strong for me. So I'll take half a tablet, which drops my sugar almost immediately. I pee a lot, but it drops the sugar. So, like I said, I'm not
there
looking
are some
to die.
Foods that, yeah, there are some foods that help your blood sugar, too. So,
yes.
But
that's why I was saying that. They said, you know, if you're going to eat certain fruits, then you should eat it, like, with a protein or use eat the complex carbs if you're going to, you know, eat something else. You know, just as a, so,
also,
also,
things like lima beans, pinto beans, corn, they're high in starch. Starch turns to sugar. So you gotta watch out. So here's the thing. I love lima beans. Well, guess what? I'm not gonna eat a whole pot of them if I was a diabetic because it's not a
free
food.
I love lima beans too. Yeah, I love lima beans.
You know what I'm saying?
But like you said, you can't eat them.
Yeah, so you got to watch out for things you can do.
Yeah.
So some of the preventions is walking, swimming, if you could do sports or other physical activities. It's also more effective to alternate exercise than sticking to one. Here's what
Correct.
Happens, and this is not just with diabetics. Your body knows. You're like, oh, wow, we're going to do this one exercise. That's why you, like, walk one day, do floor work or free weight.
Right.
You have to alternate. Because your body was going to say, ah,
cardio,
yeah.
aerobic, and weight, muscle mass, whatever. There's three different things that you alternate.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing about weight, though. If you're already heavy, you don't want to go with your higher weight because you're going to build bigger, your muscle mass will be bigger. If you want to tone down body parts, that's when you use the lower weight and it's more repetition than anything else.
Right.
So be careful. Also, with abdominal fat, if you're really heavy and you start doing sit-ups and crunches and other things like that, what's going to happen is your muscle is going to start burning the fat less, but it's going to push out, and you're going to get upset. You go, oh, my God, I gained weight. No. You're building muscle
right,
mass.
Right,
and what's
right,
going to happen
yeah.
is it's going to push out your abdomen and make you look like you've gained 10 pounds, but it will go back down because the muscle is going to start burning off the fat. So don't panic. Don't quit. Keep doing what you can. Also, before you start any exercise program, can you talk to your doctor before you do? Complications, osmolar hyperglycemic, non-ketotic syndrome. Jesus, that's a mouthful. This condition causes abnormally high levels of blood glucose. Why do they just say DKA? Diabetic ketoacidosis. When they say high, they're not talking 300. Maybe 4. Okay? We're talking 600, 700, 800 to 1,000. I had a patient whose blood sugar was 1,600.
Holy
yes.
cow. I don't think I never had, mine's never been, I think the highest I had was like maybe 220, and that's extremely rare. Usually I range for high, my norm I would say is between 120, 130, though I try and keep it lower than 120, but if it's high, it's like 170, 180. That I think is high.
Yeah, and that's just it. So, diabetes is a major risk factor for atherosclerosis, and it causes blood vessels to become clogged. Microvascular complications affect the eyes, teeth, and nerves. Now, on that, I have a patient. Yes, I know lots of diabetic patients. Who actually went blind from his diabetes.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
So, yeah, aside from losing body parts, usually limbs, you can lose your eyesight if it's left untreated. Or doing what you're supposed to control it. So, yeah, watch out. Macrovascular complications affect the heart, brain, and blood vessels. Kidney failure, stroke, heart disease, blindness, like I say. Blood vessel blockages due to cholesterol plaque. And that's usually when you're going to start seeing angioplasty, stent placement, amputation, or bypass operation. And that's all common with a lot of diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
So, diabetics have a lot of shit they're going to deal with. So, acromegaly, which is excessive production of growth hormone by the pituitary gland, and that causes enlarged bone space and skin. I got to open up all of these little windows. Sorry. So some symptoms are enlarged lymph, enlarged facial features, oily, coarse, or thickened skin, sweating and strong body odor, small outgrowths of skin, muscle weakness and fatigue, husky voice because of enlarged vocal cords, severe snoring, impaired vision and headache, joint pain, menstrual cycle irregularities in women.
And what did you say that was?
Acromegaly. Now, don't forget.
Never heard of it.
Hormones that get increased chest size, which is like barrel chested, and it sounds exactly like it sounds. It looks like your chest is a barrel. And a physical deformity. With all of that being said, a lot of those symptoms fit a whole crap ton of other illnesses. So just because, oh my God, I've got oily skin. No, like, doesn't mean you have acromegaly. By all means, no. I have oily face. My skin on my face is oily. But the rest of my body is excessively dry. So, like I said, beware when you start looking shit. Doesn't mean you have everything. So, some of us,
but she won't keep complaining about it now.
And the dog, these little bastards, it's pitch black outside, and they can hear, they were out back, and they can hear, his dog, that's his dog, not mine. Mine don't bark unless you don't like me. So anyway, the main cause of acromegaly is the overproduction of growth hormones.
Okay.
By the pituitary gland. Or pituitary tumors. And usually they're not cancerous. And they're adenomas. With excessive amounts of growth hormones. Ectopic tumors. Dog. I'm going to kill this dog. Ectopic tumors are tumors in other parts of the body, such as the lungs, pancreas, or adrenal gland, and they may produce. Yeah, we hear you.
She's gonna become dizzy.
Oh my God! Complications, loss of vision, osteoarthritis. In women, if you get benign tumors in the uterus and uterine fibroids, a lot of women have those. Hypopituitarianism. I've never heard of this with carpal tunnel.
I'm going to travel
to
hearing you.
Carpal tunnel does not mean you have this. A goiter, but you could get a goiter from lack of iodine in your body.
Huh.
Now, I'm allergic to iodine. I'm lucky I don't have one, a goiter, but there is natural iodine in all your food. So, not everything has iodine.
So, does that mean you can't use iodized salt?
Can't use iodine what?
Salt, iodized salt.
Here's the thing. The iodine that's in iodine, like the stuff you use betadine that you clean wounds with, you can't use that. I've looked them. It takes a couple minutes, but I will blister everywhere. Iodine that's in your procedure, like, I can't think of right now off the top of my head. There's a bunch of procedures.
I know they put in salt because people weren't getting enough. Like they put fluoride in the water because kids weren't getting enough.
Yeah.
I actually don't use iodized salt anymore. I mean, I have it, but I don't
know. Would you get iodine in everything else? Because
right.
Either or not, the salt that they use to pack food with, it's not non-iodine.
Right.
So you're getting it anyway. That's why I get
Kelp. You get it in seaweed. I love seaweed salad. Seaweed salad.
Yeah, I can't have seaweed. Well, certain seaweed. But because the ocean is salty, tuna,
right.
Shrimp, all of that is high in iodine. Now, normally, like with food and things like that, but if I ingest it, it normally just gives me bloating, diarrhea, sick to my stomach, things like
that. So does
that
mean that you can go swimming in the ocean?
Well, you know, I haven't been in ages, but if I swallow a lot of salt water, yes, I get sick. I get massively sick. But no, it doesn't bother me. It's $1.50 now. Sorry. Yeah, I ordered pizza for dinner, of all things. I didn't want to cook. I was tired. Don't judge. the dipping sauce for the crazy bread was 75. It was 50 cents. It's now $1.20.
What's $1.20?
You know, little, like the ranch, the jalapeno, and all that shit? That dipping
right.
sauce, it's now $1.20.
Wait, they charge you for the dipping sauce?
Yeah. Anywho.
Holy shit.
So some of the complications is loss of, polyps on the lining of the colon. Now, don't forget, if you've got celiac, IBS, IBD, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, all that shit, you will end up with polyps in your colon, on your lining. Anything that causes chronic diarrhea, you can end up with polyps. They removed 5 in my last colonoscopy, I did, because of chronic diarrhea. So that's why people with chronic diarrhea have to watch out for that. And when I say chronic, I don't mean, oh my God, I got one episode of a loose stool today. No, it doesn't make it diarrhea. You have a loose stool. When they're talking chronic diarrhea, they're talking 4, 5, 6, 7, I've gone 10 times a day, every single day.
Right.
That's chronic diarrhea. But it comes with that comes from me having celiac. And anybody with any very hard, yes, I ate pizza tonight. Guess what? I got celiac. I'm going to pay for it. But you know what? I was too damn tired to cook. So I can't complain when my stomach's bloated and I look like I'm 15 months pregnant. Because that's what happens
right.
when I eat food. Okay? That is what happens. That's what I'm talking about. So also, people with gout can't have whole milk. They can't have pork. And a few other things. My grandmother told me,
that back in the day, back, you know, like in the 1700s, 1800s, gout was considered a rich man's disease because they blamed it mostly on red meat.
Actually, it's pork.
The pork, okay.
Yeah, it's pork. But now you can get gout anywhere and through your joints. So it's not just your feet. My grandmother had it in her foot. Her left foot, as a matter of fact. The top of her foot. I had a patient who had gout in his hand. So it can be any joint of your body. It's just inflamed and red. It looks like rheumatoid arthritis. It's what gout looks like. That's what really the only one to explain it. But anyway. Diabetes, mellitus, or heart disease, and hypertension. Moving right along. No, why the flipping hell did that just do that? Hold on, Mike. Damn it. I hit the... hold on a second. Okay, congenital adrenal hyperplasia. It's rare. It's a group of rare genetic disorders that reduce certain hormone production in the adrenal gland. This says they're a walnut size. I thought they were bigger. Your adrenal gland, they say your adrenal gland is still a puppy. I thought they were bigger than that. Hey, can't know it all. Or you can try. Okay. Oh, never mind. So anyway, the symptoms may vary depending on which gene is effective and at the level of the enzyme deficiency. Of course, it all depends on that. It's an enlarged genital, darkened skin with fugae over female genitalia, and also ambiguous. Ambiguous genitalia that can't tell if you're a boy or girl without doing the DNA test. I've had patients with ambiguous genitalia, and they could not tell if it was a boy or girl. Which was technical, finally descended, and he actually looked like a boy after him. It was took a while, but that's how they do. Enlarged penis in male infants. In adults and children, early pubic hair growth, rapid growth, some of the non-classic symptoms in adults and teenage females are absence of the period, a deep voice, excessive facial hair and body hair, and acne. Well, shit. Well, I know I don't have that, but the deep voice and excessive facial hair, it seems like my body hair is shifting. You know, like a man, it goes from their head down their back. For me, it just shifted. I no longer have it on my legs. Oh, now it's on my skin, and I can't stand it. In males and females, symptoms of non-classic age are early pubic hair appearance. So some causes, if it's caused due to deficiency of proteins required to make specific hormones, in most of the cases, it's caused by deficiency of the enzyme 21-hydrolase, which is involved in the synthesis of cortisol and aldosterone. Cortisol and aldosterone are responsible for the regulation of metabolism, blood sugar, and anemia. The running joke I have about my metabolism, it's as fast as molasses on a cold day. So I can smell a Cheeto and gain 15 pounds. That's the way I move. But according to my doctor, my thyroid is fine. The only way to prevent CAH is through genetic counseling before you start a family. And so the classic age of CAH can cause adrenal crisis that's caused by extremely low levels of aldosterone and cortisol. And it could also lead to infertility. Okay. Hypoparathyroidism, we already went over hyper, and now we're going over hypo. If it's hypo, means it's low. Hyper means it's too fast. And that could be also for your blood sugar. Hyper blood sugar. If you have hypoglycemia, means your blood sugar is low. Hyperglycemia. So some of the symptoms are tachycardia, hair loss, muscle aches and spasms, tingling and numbness of your fingertips, dysmenorrhea, which is painful menstruation, fatigue, headaches, brittle fingernails, or irregular heartbeat. And some of the causes are low production of parathyroid hormones. This could be due to accidental damage or removal of a parathyroid gland during surgery. Now, with that. I don't know how you accidentally remove a body part. It's right there around your esophagus. I don't know how you could accidentally do it. But anyway, that's why they always ask you before your surgery, where the operator, what are they operating on, and especially with the limb or whatever. Yeah, that's why you have to mark which body part it is. So they, trust me, they actually, I've seen where they amputated the wrong leg, and they ended up losing both their legs. So, yeah. Okay, so some other causes, radiation therapy. Of course, that's on purpose if you have radiation therapy for cancer and things like that. So, yes, that will be the handle for that. Family history, magnesium deficiency can affect activity of your parathyroid gland. That's why when your doctors do all those different blood panels and you feel like you're a vampire, and you don't take tubes of blood for everything. So, an autoimmune invasion of the parathyroid gland. There's no specific way to prevent hypoparathyroidism. Don't have radiation therapy. That's one way. Don't have your doctor cut it out if you have surgery. That's pretty much going to be the only way you can really go around that. Hypoparathyroidism mostly occurs after a thyroidectomy. Therefore, monitoring of the parathyroid hormone should be done after surgery. Complications can lead to tetany, which is trans-like spasms of the muscle, impaired kidney function, arrhythmia, paresthesia, and cataract. That's odd. Cataract. Okay, type 1 diabetic. Oh, by the way, do you know how much the rapid test cost for COVID at Walmart? $163. That's how much they cost. You guys might want to know. So some of the symptoms of type 1 diabetic is increased thirst, frequent urination, extreme hunger, unintended weight loss, irritability, mood changes, fatigue, weakness, and blurred vision. That's also vision, irritability, and things like that. If your blood sugar goes really high or really low. So, and not everybody whose blood sugar drops really low doesn't mean you're a diabetic. That just means your pancreas just dumps out a lot of insulin. And that's what happens to me sometimes, my pancreas. We'll say, oh shit, sugar overload, and dump out all the insulin. And then I get really tired because my sugar crashes. Because it does that. Which also, if you're a diabetic, you really need to know the signs and symptoms of high and low blood sugar. And because your blood sugar level is the normal, they say it's 70 to 100. Yes, it's bad if your blood sugar goes up into the 100 before you die. So once your blood sugar hits 50 and under, you're really pushing your luck. You really are. I've actually had a brittle diabetic patient, and a brittle diabetic means their sugar goes high and low at a jump back. Her sugar was 15. And once you get to that point, you're pretty much catatonic. And you have to go to other extreme measures. You can't force them to eat or drink. So you have to do Type 1 diabetes is a result of an autoimmune destruction of pancreatic islet cells that produce insulin. Genetic is also a reason. Pancreatic diseases can also for diabetes. Pancreatic insufficiency is one. Pancreatitis. So those are just a couple of causes. So some of the risk factors, those are between 4 and 7 and also 10 and 14 are high risk of being a type 1 diabetic. Now, sometimes juvenile diabetes does go away. It can. Or sometimes it won't. And a lot of times, some people are diagnosed with diabetes until they get older. My mom is in her upper 60s, and she's pre-diabetic. But she's the only one in the family, which means it's all diet for her. So just because you're not a diabetic doesn't mean you can't become one. It can also dictate whether or not you become one. So, and just because something says sugar-free does not always mean it's sugar-free. Just think of the time you start. It's not sugar, but it converts to sugar. So always remember that too. Complications. Type 1 diabetics are prone to life-threatening called TKA, and that's urgent hospital treatment. It's also a major risk for atherosclerosis, which clogs your blood vessels. So, microvascular complications, like I said, affect your eyes, kidneys, and nerves. And macro affects the heart rate and blood vessels. Guys, still with me? So, Sheehan syndrome, I've never heard of this. So, Sheehan syndrome is also known as postpartum hypopituitarism. Or pituitary apoplexy. So, never heard of either one of those yet. So, depending on the extent of the damage to the pituitary gland, you can usually remain asymptomatic. So, it can take a few months to a few years before symptoms are noticed. Lack of menstrual periods or infrequent menses after childbirth, which when you have children, your period is like the right. But after the first year, it usually goes back to normal. Inability to produce breast milk, loss of pubic hair and axillary hair, breast shrinkage, weight gain, swollen and mental function, low blood sugar, and loss of weight. So some of the other conditions is Holman syndrome, pituitary apoplexy, hypopituitary disease, also polycystic ovary syndrome, acromegaly, and symptoms of inappropriate antidiuretic hormone secretion. So those are other things, conditions that are related to syndrome. So some of the causes are severe blood loss during childbirth, and that induces the amount of oxygen gain to the brain. And also decreases your hormone production that affects breast milk production and menstrual function. But don't forget, some women end up with that issue of not being able to breastfeed. I didn't produce them. I couldn't breast them for a week. And that's because I couldn't keep up with the demands of what my children were interested in. Risk factors include anything that causes severe blood loss or lowers blood pressure, such as multiple pregnancies and problems with the placenta. It's a little complication, an adrenal crisis that's characterized by extremely low blood pressure, shock, and death. Weight loss with a low blood pressure and menstrual irregularity. So that's what the book I have never heard of. Okay. And the last one for this industry is it gets kind of early menopause. Early menopause is amenorrhea, which is lack of period or irregular period. The body can be hearing flash of water, which is irritability, blindness of the diet, sexuality, pain during intercourse, high stress, hot flashes, and bladder and hot flashes.
Jim, I got a question.
I had a question. Sure.
With your menopause, doesn't that go with all your personalities?
No. My ass. I don't have menopause. I never went to orange. I never went to menopause. I didn't go with you because they snatched my head kiddo. So therefore, I bypassed menopause. Menopause is actually for women
who still have their equipment. Well, actually, their ovaries. I have nothing. And so I bypassed menopause. Oh, yes. Honestly, menopause can start in the 40s. Some women can go in their late 30s. But for the most part, it just means everything's slowing down. And that's when, you know, you'll notice that women, it could be 10 degrees outside and she's sweating to death. And the hot flashes is usually your biggest indicator you're going through menopause. Shit, my mom was in her 60s going through menopause. And it's like, I hate you. And then I had all the problems I had. Now I was 47. And boom, nip that shit in the bud. Early menopause is associated with genetics. It can be inherited. Lifestyle factors such as smoking, low body mass index, a vegan diet. See, being a vegan is not always a good thing. Lack of exercise and lack of sun exposure. Chromosome defects such as Turner syndrome or pure gonadogenesis. Dysgenesis. Autoimmune diseases such as thyroid disease and rheumatoid arthritis. Cancer treatment. And certain infections like mumps, tuberculosis, and malaria can also cause it.
Well, you have to go to the jungle to get malaria. Well, I guess not. Mosquitoes carry
that. Well, we don't have malaria. Yeah, but see, we don't have much malaria here. I mean, I know it's by mosquitoes, right?
Right. Yep.
Yeah, and yes, we do have them, but we don't have them year-round. That's the whole thing.
Right.
Them little bastards, they're dormant in the wintertime, and that's the only reason why I like winter, because your fleas and mosquitoes go dormant, and yeah, that's the only time. That's the only time. Come on. And that's all I have on all of the endocrine system and things like that.
I said you timed it well. We got 20 minutes left.
Oh, I know. Well, there's actually others, which I didn't, like with Cushing's syndrome, there's also, these are Addison's disease, primary aldosteronism, we went over adrenal insufficiency, phenochromocytoma, and that's a tumor that starts on your adrenal gland, and that causes an overproduction of certain hormones, and Graves' disease. I guess I got to go outside and get the recharge because he won't shut up for a second. But,
are you talking about yourself or a dog?
No, I'm talking about the retarded dog.
Oh,
yeah, butthole.
Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, my dogs act stupid every now and then. I swear, I came home for to let him out today at lunchtime, and Pat's dog took like 30 minutes and wouldn't come in the house. And bribery did not even work to get him in the house. He's like, nah, I'm not doing it. I had to get his leash.
Man,
for his harness,
man, I just,
and wrap it around him.
I started my truck at home to come into work.
Yeah.
Freaking right side light bulb went out. Headlight.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. It takes
did you get your truck
hours.
Back?
Oh,
got
said
it
back you weren't
last
too
Friday.
Bright.
And go.
You're not too bright. He's not the sharpest tack in the shed.
Whatever. I tell you what, to change a light bulb in this freaking truck, it's going to take about 2 hours because you got to take the whole damn front end out.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, somebody else is telling me that their truck is like that.
Yeah, it sucks.
So, I had to go... I don't know. Not every state needs an inspection for their vehicles. And apparently our inspection process, it depends on what city you live in. See, in Wichita, the state troopers do not do our inspections. And I was freaking out because I got a cracked windshield. And it came that way when I got it. And,
come down here, I can get it put in for $100.
I'm getting it put in for free. Thursday. I had to call the dealership and bitch them out. So, yeah. But
nice.
What I was going to say is, it was their responsibility anyway. So, when you go, and my tags expired today, and so I didn't know if you have an out-of-state title. In Kansas, if you have an out-of-state title, you have to have your car inspected. So I'm like, well, this sucks. Normally, in some states, you go to a garage and a mechanic will inspect it. They check your brakes. You know, they check everything, right? Nope, not here. And I'm freaking out because I'm like, what the hell? I show up at 7:15 in the morning. And do you know what their inspection entails? Open your hood. They check the VIN number on the motor and on your dash, your mileage, and they check your plate in the back of your vehicle. That's it.
That's
all of that freaking panicking for nothing. So anyway,
they don't stick that wad in the exhaust. They don't stick the wand in the exhaust for emissions.
No, we don't have, like, Massachusetts has an emissions test. New Hampshire does not.
It was Illinois.
Tennessee does not have inspections.
That's true.
But no, we don't either. We don't either. It's unless you buy a vehicle from a dealership, and usually the dealership does it. But I got mine through the dealership here, but here's the thing. They just got this car as a trade-in, and this person was from Texas. That's where it came from. But they didn't have the car long enough to change the title. And that's why it came in. So anyway, the guy says, you line up on the side of the building and you call the number and they tell you, okay, open your hood. Cool. No big deal. You hit the little hood latch, you go to the front of your car, and you put your hand right there in the middle of the hood, right? No. Not on a Ford Escape. You do not. You lift the hood partially. No. This is a car, not a truck.
Right there. You bought a Ford?
No, it's a car. No, it's a car or SUV. It's not a truck.
The problem is you bought a Ford. You bought a Ford.
No, I've never had a I've never had a problem with the board. anyway, most of your hood latches are right in the center of the hood, right? And it's right there. No, not on this one. Not on this one. It's all the way over on the left side of the hood, and it's flat. It's not. It's nothing like how the other one says. It's a little handle, and I'm like, oh, what the hell? I had to open up the instruction manual to find this damn thing. And I'm like, wow, Joan, I just took it. But yeah. Anyway, that's how they do their inspections. And in Wichita, there's one place of 400,000 people to get your car inspected. One tag off.
Okay.
Yeah. But when I went in yesterday, 76 people were ahead of me. 76. Now, here's the cool thing about Wichita. You don't have to hang around and wait. When you go inside, the little kiosk, you put your information in, and they'll tell you how many people is ahead of you, and you can leave. And they'll text you. So they'll tell you how many people is ahead of you. And then all you have to do is type in S, and that tells you how many people are ahead of you, and it just continuously drops. So when you're down to like 20 people, yeah, go back into the DMV. But yeah, one inspection. But see, we don't get inspections every year. It's only on new vehicles from dealerships. If you go buy mine's used, it's just 2018, but I still got it from a dealership. If I were to sell you my vehicle, you don't have to get an inspection.
Weathers would hang around because he's gay.
Oh, that's fucked up. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
All right, man. I'm here. I'm making it. Illinois their inspections are every 2 years.
Oh, that's not bad.
They have an inspection station. It takes less than 5 minutes. You drive in. They get your mileage. The same thing. Get your mileage. Take the VIN number and all that. You step out of your car. They put a wand in the exhaust. And that's it. Then you get back in your vehicle and leave.
Yeah, normally they check your brake lights, your headlights, your turn signals. I mean, that's what Massachusetts is like. And New Hampshire, you don't have inspections. And in Mass, they check your brakes. They will actually take the tires off, check your brakes. Then they'll check your headlights, tail lights, turn signals, and all of that good shit. And you got to do it every year. Freaking year. Before you can get before you can register your vehicle. But like I was saying,
some cities
in Kansas, the state patrol does them. And it's to their discretion if you have a crack in your windshield as to will they pass or fail it. Mine's dead smack right in the middle of the windshield, right up by the visor. And it's the size of a dime. And it's not blocking or impeding my view, but still. And so I'm like, really, what the hell? And the DMV doesn't open until 8:00. At 7:30, I shit you not, there was already 40 people in line to get their tag. And my tag expired today, and I got charged a fee because they said my tags were expired. And I said, that's funny. Because it says 12:28 on the tag, and they had 11:28. I'm like, no. But it was only $2, and I said, I'm not going to gripe and complain over $2. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah,
it cost me $250.
Inspected. We get it inspected every year here in Pennsylvania. And in Tennessee, I hated that because you know, you don't have to get it inspected. So I take it into the shop once a year wanting my car inspected. And they're like, well, we don't do inspections. I was like, I don't care about the exhaust. I want my brakes and everything else. I want my car inspected. I want to make sure that it's okay. You
yeah,
know,
Tennessee doesn't have inspections either.
No, and they have no idea what to do with them. And then, you know, this one jackass told me my brakes were fine. No, he looked it over and goes, oh, no, your brakes are fine. And then, and not even 2 months later, I bring it in. Oh, you need all new brakes. Your brakes are gone. I'm like, wait a minute. You just told me less than 2 months ago that they were fine.
Don't listen. In 2 months' time, you can completely grind your brakes down to nothing, depending on
yes.
how you drive and how you, if you ride your brakes.
I'm not one of those people. Trust me,
now,
I know. I'm not one of those people.
Listen to this. I don't know if all states are like this or not. I know Virginia and West Virginia are like, I know these two particularly because it's happened to me. If your brake, if you take your vehicle to a mechanic to have them check your brakes and they're less than a certain point, they can
correct.
Tell you, no, you cannot leave here without having those brakes done.
Correct.
Because they look at it last and they're responsible. They can be held responsible for allowing you to leave with bad brakes.
That's why I'm saying. I take it to the same place every time because, you know, just for that very reason, in case there's a problem, they have it on record. They were the ones that worked on it last. And, I was just, like, really pissed. And I showed him. I said, you said, was it, like, 40 or 50%? And now you're telling me it's a 10%, not even 2 months. I said, and I hardly drive. I didn't even put 1,000 miles on the car. I don't drive.
My mom's car is 15 years old, and that damn car has less than 50,000 miles.
Mhm.
I'm like, what the hell? Freaking 15 years old, you've got less than 50,000 miles. It's like 42,000 miles. I'm like, I don't know how the hell you do it. She don't go anywhere.
No.
I put 10,000 miles on my truck within the first 6 months because I went everywhere. So, and I do home health nursing, and I put a lot of miles on my car.
My Traverse, when I bought it, it had about 73,000 miles on it. And you know I've been camping and everything. I got it in March of 2018. Do you know it still doesn't have 95,000 miles on it?
Most vehicles don't get broken until you hit 75,000.
What?
And people flip out. Most vehicles aren't even broken yet. You're going to have all your problems early on. Because you're still, you know, getting to work into, you know, using it, or when you hit that 150,000 mark.
Well,
and
this
stuff.
One actually, I'm like, I haven't really had any severe problems yet, but we'll see. Well, I know we're getting to that time. It's 9:54.
Yeah, I'm all done. I gotta get back to charting. I got like a bajillion charts to do.
You're dumb.
I'm
what?
Tired. I'm done. I'm dumb. Yeah. I'm gonna text my boss. I'm gonna text her and tell her I have anal glaucoma. It's not gonna fly right. It's not gonna fly right. She's a fucking nurse. But I'm gonna see if she's paying attention. I'm gonna see how much they pay attention. I swear to God, she calls me.
I said, I know they love you.
Oh, they do. They do because, one, I actually show up for work, and I actually work. But the other thing is she calls me at 4 o'clock. Actually, she called me at 3 and said, can you go to Colwich? And I'm like, where's that? She says, it's West Wichita. No, it's East Bumfuck, Alabama, and Colwich is outside of Wichita, which was a 45-minute drive. And I'm like, woman, You're calling me at 3 o'clock asking me to go see somebody that I was already over that side of town this morning. No, I'm not going. So I made her go at 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, but you're in the office. You could go see this person. And I'm sorry for that. I had to do it. And I saw my last person finally called me at 4 o'clock. I was there. And I got home at 4:30. And I said, I can't see at night. I have night blindness.
I just got
a text from our safety manager here at work asking me to volunteer if I at 8:07.
I love when they ask
to volunteer.
You know what? I will never, ever fucking volunteer at this fucking company. Suck my dick.
You just gotta tell them that.
I only volunteer as the kindness of my heart if I need the money. Other than that, no.
They can shove this fucking job up their ass. Fuck that.
Oh, shit.
All right, people. We got 2 minutes left.
Go ahead, my phone's about to die. I know.
All right, thank you all for being here. Thanks, Kim, for another great show.
No problem.
Weathers don't pick any wooden nickels.
Oh, man. You just screwed me up.
God bless America. God bless our troops, our first responders, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Thank you all for being here. Good night.
Booyah.
No.